group therapy.
Oh, I have problems.
Help me.
Help me.
Help you.
Country 102.5, Ayla Brown doing group therapy. We try and help a listener out with their problems or just tell them if they're a jerk or not. So, Mitch, what happened with you? How can we help?
Yeah, so I bought this house, like, right on the Cape. And, I mean, it's a beautiful house. And I was super happy with it, like, going in and looking at all the details and stuff. It was basically my dream house.
Yep.
And then we got some neighbors. And I don't know if they're renting across the street or if they bought a house. I don't know, but that's not really none of my business. Mm-hmm. But every night during the summer, ever since they moved in, they've been shooting fireworks off. Like every single night. I don't know if how they got that house was because they bought like a firework like dealer or something like that. But like
everyone has a drug dealer, they have a fireworks dealer.
Right. I didn't know if they like went and like bought a fireworks store or something. But like they run a lot of fireworks every single night.
So illegal, and like okay.
it freaks my dog out. Like I mean, we had one point where, like, my dog ran out the door because she's scared from the fireworks. And, like, I couldn't find her for 2 hours.
Oh, no. Okay, so so that's annoying then. I mean, the fireworks alone, but then losing your dog. Okay.
Well, yeah, and then I've got kids. And so, like, I try to put them in bed by a certain time, but they'll come, like, in my room at 10 o'clock at night because fireworks are still going. Dad, can we watch the fireworks? No, you have summer camp or like whatever we have going on.
Yeah, for and sure. So, right. Okay.
And so I finally just went over to their house and I was like, look, you guys are ridiculously inconsiderate. I've got a dog. I've got kids. I've got a wife. You guys are taking no consideration for any of the other people around you. And so this needs to stop. And then they started crying. So apparently they had lost their son last year.
Oh, geez.
And so they were setting off the fireworks in his memory because fireworks were one of his favorite things to go do. Like he used to, every time they would go see a fireworks show, they were telling you that he would always request to go see the fireworks because like the lights were one of his favorite things.
Oh my God, you're like going to make me cry now. That's devastating.
Right. So half of me is like, I just tore apart this like super memorable thing. But yeah. The other half of me is like, that's, they could find other ways to celebrate. Like I've got like that don't affect their neighbors like day to day life.
I don't know. Right.
I don't know if I'm being a jerk here. And I kind of need some help on like how to move forward with this.
That's actually a great question. So 888-819-1025. Mitch wants to know if he's justified in his anger or if he's a jerk for yelling at this family who was setting off fireworks to remember their son who passed away. Also, is there something that Mitch might be able to do to make this summer be better? Because I know you don't want to go through that again. So 888-819-1025. We'll take your calls and try and help you out coming up next in group therapy. Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you.
Country Mornings with Ayla Brown.
Every morning.
Every morning.
On Country 102.5. Boston's hottest country.
Hanging out with me. We're doing group therapy. It's brought to us by Whole Foods Market. Hey, Prime members, save big at Whole Foods Market. Get 5 large Haas avocados from Mexico for just $4.50 through January 31st while supplies last. Shop in store or online. Terms apply. So just want to warn you guys, we have been accidentally hanging up on people. So if you've called, our apologies. Love you. Keep calling. I do want to say, so Mitch called in and he was like, I have a summer place down on the Cape. Last year, this neighbor across the street from us was setting off fireworks every night. My dog was scared. My kids wouldn't go to bed because they're like, oh, Dad, we want to watch the fireworks. So at one point he got so angry with it and marched over there, yelled at the couple. And that's when they started crying and explained that the reason they're setting off fireworks is because they had lost their son earlier that year. So Mitch wants to know, am I a jerk? And I was like, listen, I don't make that calls. Our listeners do. So let's go to the phones. How about Dale? Good morning, Dale. How are you? What are your thoughts on this and with
good.
Mitch? And
good
is
morning.
He a jerk?
How
you doing? Oh, hi. Good morning.
Hi. So I don't know. I was listening and I don't know how the neighbors are with each other. If they could maybe gather a few of the neighbors, pick a one midday weekday and maybe a weekend day.
Yep.
Maybe everybody can get together and support the families lost.
Yeah.
Maybe they get a little closer as a neighborhood. calm the fireworks down. Maybe they have a little more support from the surrounding neighbors that understand.
Yeah. You know what, though? Do you think that Mitch should be the one to make this like happen next summer, to almost take control and say, like, hey, I know you guys lost your son. You probably want to do fireworks all summer. But you know what? I want to throw a memory fireworks display in his honor. Don't you think that would be nice?
It would be.
Okay, cool. It would be. I'm glad we're on the same page.
I mean, if everybody has the same problem as this guy does, then I think if everybody were to pick even just one day a week, a Friday or Saturday night,
yeah,
let them blow them off.
Yep. I think that's a great suggestion. Let's go to Debbie. Good morning, Debbie. Do you have a different suggestion for Mitch or for the neighbors with the whole fireworks thing?
I do. Good morning.
Hi.
First of all, I believe fireworks are illegal to set off in Massachusetts.
I know, but Jim and I, it's funny, Jim and I were talking about that, and Jim was like, yeah, they're illegal, but like, have you been around Boston on 4th of July? Like, even in
Have you been to South Boston or Dorchester in the summer?
It's
they're illegal,
insane.
But they're pretty common.
I do feel like there are some fireworks dealers that like ride around the streets of South and were like, hey, you want one? All right, so what's your suggestion about it?
It's everywhere in Massachusetts. I'm from Billerica, and it's okay. I've learned to live with it.
I believe fireworks are about as illegal as drinking in college.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Yeah, exactly. But my thought was, because we like to honor my dad, too, who passed away, and we used to do balloons, and people said that's not a good idea for the environment, but there are paper lanterns,
yeah,
especially where they're by the water, and they sort of light up the sky that you can set off. And,
oh, that would be beautiful.
Maybe the neighbors would join them. So
I think that's a great suggestion, Debbie. Thank you for your call. I don't have enough time to get to Diane, but she has another suggestion. She says maybe do them earlier in the evening and make it a neighborhood celebration. I love all of those ideas. Thank you guys for the calls on group therapy today.
Country Mornings with Ayla Brown. Country 102.5, Boston's hottest country.
Brown doing
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Group therapy. Mitch called in. He has a place on the Cape, and it looks like his neighbors last year were setting off fireworks. It was very annoying to him. He stomped over there and he said something to him. He yelled at him. And that's when they began crying and told him the reason they were setting off fireworks every day was to honor their late son who passed away earlier that year. He wanted to know if he's a jerk. And I want to know what you guys think, too. Let's go to the phones. Josh, you're a parent. Is Mitch a jerk for going over there and yelling at the family setting off the fireworks?
I would have to say absolutely not. I think Mitch is well within his means to go over there and at least tell them that it's affecting his family. I understand that the other people have their, they have the loss of their child, which is tragic, but they have to have some consideration for their neighbors, too. I mean, I have 4 kids, so I would do the same thing. I would have definitely walked across the street and said something.
And said something.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and before I go to our next call, I just want to say, Josh, you are a blessed man with 4 kids. That's amazing.
They're all in the car with me right now. We're heading to school.
Oh, awesome. Well, hi, kids. Thanks for listening to Country 102.5. You guys are the best. Let's go to Michelle. Good morning, Michelle. Do you have a different suggestion maybe for Mitch, who's setting off, whose neighbors are setting off these fireworks every night?
Yeah, totally. So I had a brother, EJ, who absolutely loved fireworks. That was like his thing. We grew up going to a house down the Cape, and we lit off sparklers when we were kids, so that's still kind of how we honor his memory when we go to visit him at his grave, or whenever we want to think about him, we go outside in our yard quietly, respectfully, with sparklers. Massachusetts has no way to allow anybody to do fireworks. They're illegal here. You're on top of your neighbors.
Right.
So
yeah.
We don't have enough land to kind of respectfully and safely be able to do that anyways. Yeah.
No, you know what? And I want to say so sorry for your loss, but I also agree that the sparklers are a really beautiful tribute and they won't make as much noise. Thank you so much, Michelle, for your call.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Let's go really quickly to Jessica. Jessica, good morning. Do you have maybe like a different timetable that Mitch's neighbors can do these fireworks? What do you suggest?
So I think that they should come up with some type of an agreement. I mean, I feel bad for the family and I get how they want to, you know, memorize, you know, him. But maybe they can agree that they do like a Saturday, every Saturday night through the summer.
Yeah.
So that way it's not interfering with other people's schedules, getting up for work and things like that. And then they can still do what they want to do and it lets the neighbors, you know, kind of participate in it as well.
Definitely. Who works in the summer, though, by the way? No, I'm just kidding. Thank you, Jessica, for the call and for all of the calls on this. By the way, we're going to put this on our Facebook page, Country Mornings with Ayla Brown. You can chime in there. If you missed any of Mitch's story, you can hear it in his words. All of that on Country Mornings with Ayla Brown. Thanks for the calls.
Country Mornings with Ayla Brown.
Giving you Boston's hottest country during your morning commutes.
Always play in my car.
Country 102.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.